Dr. Peake, come in.
Will this take long?
Please, have a seat.
Chair is moved. Machine noises and beeps start. Maybe arm is strapped to heart monitor, etc. A hint of sci-fi.
What is this?
Don't mind the machine, it's there for monitoring.
Monitoring what?
I have a few basic questions we need to go through.
Is this necessary?
You're about to embark on something rather unknown. We need to make sure you're ready.
I am ready.
How did you sleep?
Well.
Did you dream?
Has it started?
Started?
The test.
What did you dream about?
I didn't dream.
When did you last dream?
I don't.
Ever?
Not that I can remember.
How does your family feel about this mission?
It's none of your business.
What have you told them?
Enough.
I have a few images I want you to look at. Tell me what you see.
Is this really necessary?
Tell me what you see.
Click button. Slide moves over. We see, feel an abstract image through sound. Right in our ear.
Friendship?
Good. Next image.
Click button. Slide moves over again. We see the image and sound.
Empathy?
Last one.
Click button, slide moves over, another image and sound.
Danger.
Good.
Light switch, the equipment is turned off.
What was all that?
I assume you've read the brief.
Of course.
Then you'll know.
Actually, some of it was redacted.
Once you enter the bubble, once you penetrate that outer barrier, we can't predict exactly what or who you'll find.
But it's a village, right? On the inside.
We think the air inside is different. It could have some, well, potentially unstable properties.
Am I the first?
We don't know how that will have affected the inhabitants.
Answer my question. Has anyone else gone in before me?
You must know, Dr. Peake, that much of the information surrounding this incident is classified.
Right, bullshit.
We're taking every precaution possible.
Like these tests.
Exactly.
Right. And this thing, this bubble around the village, what are you calling it?
We're calling it... the field.